The first Bis Hamikdash, chick chuck 70 years later, the second Bis Hamikdash was still 2,000 years. Man, there's such a big difference from the first to the second. There's such a difference in the goals. 70 years, they managed to be masakin everything in the first Bis Hamikdash, and here, in Nishna Deim, you see, if anything, the kash is faket. We know in the Shivim Shnayz Golas Bobel, the matzah was terrible. They married Goyim. When Ezra brought them back, they were in a terrible matzah. So after 70 years, the matzah was so, if anything, it was so bad, not so good. So what's the difference? He says a peldik azach. It must be the halachas with that. It's a moedim yisot. He says that be'etzem, the first piece of mikdash, what we're going through 2,000 years of golus today. That's not from the chatam, from the second Bis Hamikdash. It's all from the first Bis Hamikdash. But etzem, we're being masukin now of the first Bis Hamikdash. So why was the say, if it wasn't masukin then, why was there bechlal a second Bis Hamikdash? So he says, Enochanami, he says, Ebon Shlem saw that things got so bad, that if they would have stayed in Golas Bavel any longer, then not only they would have been not masakin, but they would have been makalkal, it would have got worse and worse and worse. And then the Chalda wouldn't have been Shaykh Tikkun. Chas v'shalom. He says, the Rebbeinu Shlom took us out, built us a second Bis Hamikdash, in order to prepare us for going into a real long Golas. To prepare that we should have what to hold on to in the real long Golas, which is our Golas we're living through today, which is Be'etzem. Be'etzem for the to be mechaper for the Churban Bayis Rishon.
And Bayis Rishon wasn't good enough to keep us going.
The Bayis Hamikdash what? Sheni?
Rishon.
No, the Rishon. The Rishon was destroyed because of those Averas. But those Averas that caused the Churban Bayis Rishon, we're being mechaper on now. That's his vote. People think there was a Churban Bayis Rishon. They were masakin that in 70 years. There was a Churban Bayis Sheni, and now for the Kilkel of Churban Bayis Sheni, we need 2,000 years. No, it's nishta zoi. The whole long goalness today is to be mechaper be'etzem from the first Bis Hamikdash. The second Bis Hamikdash was only the Rebbeinu Shlom made like an island in the ocean, for us to land a bit for a few hundred years in order to prepare us that we should last out. We should be machzik ma'amat for the real long goal that's coming to be mechaper to the first Bis Hamikdash. That's his holy. So it's ma'az v'kol min zacht. What's the Ikka? What's the Ikka? Ikka Golas is Taka Hestaponim. Ikka Golas is Hestaponim. That's the Ikka Golas. So what went on in the second Bis Hamikdash? We had the Bis Hamikdash, but Hestaponim. There was no Urim Tumim. The Oroin was Nignas. To teach us how to live in a Bis Hamikdash with Hestaponim. That was the second Bis Hamikdash. Because the whole second Bis Hamikdash was only a Hachana for Golas. There was no Urim Tumim. All these things were missing. So, what exactly is the definition of the second Bis Hamikdash? The Teretz says the second Bis Hamikdash is to teach us how to make a Bis Hamikdash taka in Golis. It was a Hachonus. It was taka no Urim Tumim. And that's the sod that the Orin was Nana. Hari, the whole Torah Shebaal Peh came out of the second Bis Hamikdash. Torah Shebaal Peh is what? Ke'ilu, the Torah that comes from us is not a direct Nevuah. Oh, but where was the Orin Tak in the second Bis Hamikdash? It was there somewhere in Harbais. It was Nignas. In other words, during Golas, we need us to know that the Orin, the Kedusha, the Torah, everything's there with us. It's Nignas. We have to work with Hestaponim. The second Bis Hamikdash taught us how to live a Helig Aleven the Hestaponim. So it was Dafki, it was an Indian. Why did the Rebbeinu Shlom make it that there shouldn't be an Orin? Why did the Rebbeinu Shlom make it that there shouldn't be an Orin Tumim? Leave it another few years. What was the whole Oymik? The whole oimik is because that's good for the second Bis Hamikdash. Second Bis Hamikdash is living a life of Bis Hamikdash in Hestaponim. That's the second Bis Hamikdash. Lots of things are musba lefizeh. The whole hold on the second Bis Hamikdash. See, on one hand it says God will kvoida bais achron yosem in erishon, and we know the second Bis Hamikdash had kolmine problemim. Well, the answer is Taki, it was a golus tikkun Bis Hamikdash. It was a Bis Hamikdash that was preparing us for golus. Oh, it's a shiny, something that comes from an Isarusa de Nasata, something comes from us, is of a Hechra Daga than something that was given to us. Shaloi Bis Chaseidu.